With only 3 weeks until the 2018 Iditarod, there's more drama swirling around Alaska's premier long-distance dog mushing event. This week, the Iditarod Official Finishers Club called for the immediate resignation of Iditarod Board President Andy Baker. The club's letter to the board, first reported by the Anchorage Daily News, says Baker has, quote, jeopardized the integrity of our whole livelihood through his poor leadership. The club calls itself the Players Union for Iditarod Mushers, despite the demand that Baker resign to avoid what the letter says will be negative discourse overshadowing this year's race. Baker did not step down. After the board of directors meeting in Anchorage today, the board released a statement saying its members had decided unanimously to make no changes. Baker spoke to reporters shortly thereafter.
There's so much emotion, and there's so much emotion this time of year with the mushers are getting ready for the race. Everybody wants the race to do well. So I took it very positively. Everybody wants the race to do better. And the board, our whole focus is we want to have a safe race. We want dogs to be safe. We want mushers to be safe. And we want a successful race.
However, Baker says there may be changes coming after this year's Iditarod that will be in line with recommendations from a December report by consultants with the 4-Acre Group. Among other things, the report says the Iditarod should replace board members with conflicts of interest to restore trust with mushers, sponsors, and race fans. Baker, brother of Iditarod musher John Baker, says the board agrees but has not yet made a formal decision on the matter. Finishers Club President Wade Mars didn't respond to a request for comment in time for this story. Meanwhile, the Iditarod announced today the race would restart in Willow on its normal southern route after the March 3rd ceremonial start in Anchorage.